You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 136. And today, get ready to level up. My guest is here to share her proven abundance hacks with you. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. Could you use a little abundance in your life? Hopefully an abundance of money is already flowing into your business and life. But today's guest is here to reveal how she went from being impoverished, struggling, to creating a prosperous and abundant business. She's so inspiring. I can't wait to share Nyeji with you. But first, before we jump in, I want to let you know about a new tool that you're going to want to check out today. I've put together a series of questions to help you detect where you may have some hidden profit drains in your business, in your mindset, in your habits. And you can get it right now at rewiredforwealth.com. And once you take the quiz, I want to give you my book, absolutely free, to help you unravel the mystery of recoding your mindset for what I like to call automatic wealth and abundance. So go take the quiz, figure out which of the three primary hidden profit drains may be working against you, and then download the book and you'll find the answers, as well as a couple of bonus trainings I'll share with you along the way. I also am so jazzed. We have been nominated for the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Woohoo! Thanks for everybody who's nominated us. And if you would be so kind, I would love your help to boost that up a little bit and vote for us. If you've been getting value out of this, if you've been enjoying the guests, you've been enjoying the topics I bring to you, maybe you've tuned into some of the behind the scenes on-air coaching and got a huge breakthrough yourself, well, let's help more people hear about the show. All you have to do is head over to www.podcastawards.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes for you too. Look for the business category and you'll see a little drop-down menu that should say Amplify Your Success Podcast, and you can vote for us. It would mean the world to me, and I got a little gift for you when you vote. Make sure you email it to us at info@melaniebenson.com. Just take a screenshot, tell us I voted, and we will send you an awesome gift. Are you ready to level up? Let's tap into these abundance hacks. I'm super excited to introduce today our special guest. We're talking about abundance and the five stages of really leveling up. Now, I just have to say, when I met my guest today, I had this blown away experience, and not many people blow me away anymore. So I was like, oh yeah, totally getting her on the podcast. And I'm just going to hopefully get her name right.
Nyeji.
Oh my God. I'm really going to practice that. Nyeji Wallace is a powerhouse coach, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur who ran a brick and mortar business for 5 years and sold it so she could transition to being fully remote. Upon carefully crafting her dream life and coaching others to do the same, she worked for ClickFunnels for a year to be trained on automation and strategy from the best. You can also hear her speak about mindset and self-improvement on the Abundance Hack podcast, which she's the host of. And she believes life is meant to be abundant, and the only thing standing in the way of that reality is our mind. And I gotta say, I share that value with you. I share the belief that way too many coaching programs and mentoring masterminds and all of that, like the big thing that's missing is how to become the person that can pull it off. So I'm excited to talk with you about all this today. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So we met at a live event earlier this year, and I gotta say, like, you know, you have a very unique energy where you, it's like you walk into the room and I know, like I can tell you are a confident, bold woman. So what do you think is the secret to really owning that kind of confidence and boldness?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Oh my goodness. So honestly, I don't play the victim. I don't use excuses to hold me back, and I go for what I want. And I think just having that, like, I see this vision for my life and I am going to go after it. It's just trickled over into every other area of my life. I don't see obstacles.
I think that's what I heard you say, that I was like, nailed it. Oh my God, she's great. And I don't want to go too deep down this rabbit hole, because there's some really important stuff talked about today, but I love that you brought up this victim mindset. And I think it's oftentimes a very secret saboteur that we don't even know is lingering in our success. Like, it's literally like it's like a door that we close and we don't even realize we've closed the door. What would you say is one of the signs that someone might be in their victim mindset?
They're blaming everything. They're blaming their childhood. They're blaming their situation. They're blaming their partner. They're blaming their friends. They're blaming their job. Like, blame is basically playing victim. So I know that things happen to us, and there are certain things that happen to us that are out of our control. But I want to say, what is that quote? It's not what happens to us, but how we react to it. So it's 20% what happens to us and 80% how we react to it. So self-awareness, I think, is the key, because there are certain things that are out of our control that happen to us. And then there are certain things that we draw to us because of our beliefs and our patterns. So if you see the same thing happening to you over and over and over, you are drawing that situation to you with a pattern. Now, certain things, you know, obviously are out of our control, but having that self-awareness of being able to say, you know what? What am I doing to contribute to this common occurrence in my life?
I love that. And so I'm just going to out myself here a little bit and say, I have been that person who showed up with a lot of victim energy. I was probably conditioned to that mode, with the world around me for many years. And it wasn't until I came face to face with that part of me that things really shifted.
Yes.
You know, I had to like look at it a couple of times and saw that little sneaky old pattern come back and go, hello, why are you blaming everyone right now? It's a sneaky pattern. And I'm glad we're talking about it today, because really coming face to face with that part of us that makes excuses, that plays the victim, that, you know, looks outside of ourselves for, you know, why things aren't working, it could be the single greatest reason why you don't have the level of abundance you want.
Yes.
So I'm curious about your path a little bit and how you came to like discover this power of like taking ownership of your life. Like, is there a little bit of a story there that you want to share with us?
Yeah. So I don't know if there was just like one moment where it just like hit me that that this is how it should be, but I think it was gradual. So I came from a really unfortunate situation, like single mom. She basically told me my dad didn't want me. She had me really young. So she's about 18. So, you know, I think that at that age, you don't really know how to be a mom because you're still kind of growing yourself. So she made a lot of mistakes, I think, you know, early on, just from generational patterns, because my grandma had my mom really young, my great grandma had my grandma really young. So it was generational patterns passed down. And I wouldn't say I had a rough childhood, but when your mom tells you your dad doesn't want you, and I felt like a burden to her because she had me young. So she wasn't able to go out and hang out with her friends. And I think she had to like drop out of college because she was raising me, and it became too difficult. So feeling like a burden and your other parent doesn't want you, by statistics, I probably should have had 3 baby daddies living off of government assistance and a statistic, basically, you know, like But I looked at my life and I said, this is not my story. This is not my story. I saw a vision for my life and I said, I am going to do whatever I have to do to pull myself out of this environment and make a better life for myself. And I did that. So when I was in high school and, you know, girls were starting to date, I was writing business plans. I was reading. I was going to the Small Business Administration and the library at the time because, you know, we didn't have Google at our fingertips, but going to the library and reading and trying to gain mentorship from the Small Business Administration and really just taking control of my situation. And at 19, I started my first business and everyone in my life thought I was crazy. So, you know, that will paint a picture like a 19-year-old that's like, I'm starting a business. And people are like, what? Because no one around me was starting businesses, first of all. And then, you know, me being the ethnicity I am, and then also being young and also being a female, people thought I was crazy. But I just had this vision and I'm like, nothing is going to stop me or stand in my way. And so that business actually didn't work out. I was young, you know, I was young, but the experience that it taught me, I reopened that same business years later with more experience, more knowledge, more capital. And I had a thriving business for 5 years. Like, it was absolutely amazing. And I don't think if I didn't learn what I learned at 19, I don't think that I would have known what I knew the second time around. So I think what happens with a lot of people is they try something, it doesn't work out, and then they give up. But because I'm so like just stubborn and just set in my like vision, like I have tunnel vision for my goals, complete and utter tunnel vision for my goals. And I took that drive and that resilience and opened the business a second time. And I just was so much smarter about it the second time around. So just really knowing that this is the life that I see for myself and no matter what, I am going to gain it. So if I have to keep trying, I will keep trying until I get there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I call owning your bold.
Yes, really, I love like, that.
Own your bold, lady. I mean, you're definitely showing that to us, you know, in this story. And, you know, I know this because we've had some chats and I've been following your work as we're preparing for today's conversation. And I know you share something with me, and that is you also believe that our mind is one of the most powerful parts of our success or our stuckness.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your experience with mind and mindset and how you believe we have to, what do we have to shift around our mind in order to create space for this abundance?
Yeah. So I worked a lot on my mind, but I think when I had that business, so I had a dance and aerial studio. So anyone listening, if you're not familiar with aerials, is aerial silks where like Cirque du Soleil, where you climb the fabric and do the flips and tricks in the air. So when I had this business, I love dance. I love dance. I love any type of like artistic like dance and art form. But how I fell in love with mindset is because I had women coming to me, and my studio was kids and pretty much a lot of housewives. It was in an army town. So I had like a lot of army wives that were just like stay at home moms, and they came to me just for fun. So they weren't fit. They couldn't do a push-up, let alone climb a fabric and support their body weight. And so what I had to do is figure out how I can get this woman to believe that one day she'll be able to do a flip in the air. And so I had to work on that limiting belief that they had when they came to the studio. And what happened was, you know, I developed a system where they felt really good about a simple move. So like, let's start from the floor. Let's do something really simple. And when they did this simple move, the confidence that they gained from, oh my goodness, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can eventually get there because I've been able to do just this. And so making sure that first class, they felt good. They felt like they achieved something, because we like that feeling of achieving something. So as I started to understand, like, okay, this is the process to get them to this point. And then what happened was I had repeat customers over the years, and I saw that confidence trickle over into every area of their life, their relationships, how they look. They came in and they felt fit. They felt good. They felt good internally and physically because now they're in phenomenal shape. And so it helped them in their businesses. They started taking more chances and going for better opportunities. And I'm like, you know, I'm onto something here. And so when I sold that business, I got really into coaching, and I shifted gears from, you know, a physical activity to helping people create a remote lifestyle, because that's what I wanted at the time. I sold that brick and mortar business to transition to being fully remote because I fell in love with travel and I wanted to work from my laptop and have the freedom to explore the world. And how I did it, I wanted to help other people do the same, because that's, everyone was asking me, how did you do this? How did you do this? And so when I started helping people with that, I ran into that same wall of how do I get people to believe that this lifestyle is available for them, that they can achieve this. And so I started to really research and just take into consideration every client I've had, whether it was an aerial client, whether it was a coaching client, and really chunk it down into what stands in people's way. And I developed this framework that I realized these are the five things that I hear across the board. And yeah, so that's pretty much what has me here today. So I developed this framework. It's called the five stages of leveling up. And it's the hurdles that we face in no matter what area of expertise you're in, what field you're in, it's these common factors that come up every time when you're trying to achieve something.
Yeah, and I love this because so many people will experience one of these stages, and if they misinterpret what is happening, they may actually see it as a sign to give up.
Yeah.
So I love this. I love this framework. I love this idea of these different stages and recognizing that it's part of a process instead of like a roadblock. Maybe yes. Help someone make this leap. So yeah. Let's dig into the stages. Why don't you outline them for us and then, you know, tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah. So I'll go over all five really quick and then we can dive into each one individually. So stage one is block. So these are the hurdles that are preventing you from even getting started. People just feeling like, I can't do this. Like there's no way I can have that. Like the next one is limiting beliefs. So blocks stop you from getting started. Then the limiting beliefs of like, maybe you started and then it was a little difficult and you're just like, nope, I can't do this. It's the negative self-talk that is standing in your way from moving forward, really taking that leap. The next phase is frustration. So this is where you're lashing out. And I know a lot of people get stuck in this frustration where you're hating the world. You're just like, it's the industry, it's the economy, it's my family, it's this, like this is the blame game. So a lot of people get stuck in this phase. The next stage is imposter syndrome. So imposter syndrome is where you start to gain some success. You start to gain some momentum, things are going well. And then you're like, who am I to have this? Who am I to coach this person? Who am I to own a business? Who am I to, you know, be a successful podcaster or whatever the case may be? This is where you start to question, is it meant for me to be here? It's that doubt and that fear of being a hypocrite or fraud. And then the next stage is your upper limit. So this is where you have some success, like things are going great, and it seems a little too good to be true. So you hit that ceiling of how much success or happiness you will allow, and then you self-sabotage. And the self-sabotage, this one is really sneaky because a lot of it could be subconscious. So you don't even realize you're doing it. This is when people have like huge meetings or stage presentations and then they get sick. They get sick because the stuff that they didn't deal with in the previous phases, where it wasn't dealt with, it wasn't acknowledged, it wasn't faced. And so it is forming in a physical ailment omos. So our minds are so powerful that if we don't address these blocks and these limiting beliefs and the imposter syndrome, it can form in a physical ailment, or you're not paying attention to self-care and you're not paying attention to, you know, different things that your body is telling you. So yeah, it's really powerful stuff. And I think that self-awareness is the first step, knowing, okay, this is where I'm at, this is what I'm feeling, and this is what I need to address, whether it's a trauma, whether it's a block, whether it's a negative pre-programming, this is what I need to address to take my life, my business, my relationships to the next level.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I'm intimately aware of each of those stages. I may have been through them at one point.
Yeah, I definitely have been through all five.
These are brilliant. And I agree with you. I think these are very common stages that people move through. Can somebody jump between stages, or do you notice that people pretty much hit every one of them?
Oh, you can definitely jump. Like, you can definitely jump from one to the other. Some people may not experience one or the other. So it looks different for everyone, but having this guideline of like, okay, now I know, like, I'm lashing out at the industry. I'm saying, like, you know, sales funnels suck. You know what I mean? Like, so, but because I have this framework, now I could be like, you know what? Let me see where I am deflecting that energy because I'm not gaining the success that I want. So how can I be aware of my patterns and what can I do better to fix my situation so I'm not blaming the industry or the economy?
Mm-hmm. Again, moving into that victim mentality.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think in the beginning of my career, I hit stage one and stage two. And then I had like massive success. And then I jumped right into the last one and then went backwards and got the rest of them. So I think those are like, everyone I know has hit these stages at some point. So maybe, you know, I think what would be in everybody's mind right now is, okay, so I am in the limiting belief stage. I've been here a really long time, or I keep moving in and out of frustration. How does somebody overcome each of these stages?
Yeah. So I actually go over several different modalities on my podcast. So one of the first steps I would say is, one of the first steps is self-awareness. So being aware of what stage you're in. Once you're aware of what stage you're in, then you can figure out what modality helps best. So I like to encourage people to journal. So if you journal what you're feeling, what's coming up. So if you're frustrated, you want to write down everything that you're frustrated about, and don't suppress anything. That's one of the things that we do. We suppress it. We suppress it with drugs, alcohol, you know, shopping, sex, whatever the case may be. We suppress our feelings, but our feelings is teaching us something that we need to heal. So journaling is really, really important. Getting those thoughts out of your head so you can be aware of what you're thinking and taking inventory of your thoughts. So once you do that, then you can start to reprogram your thoughts. So there's different ways you can do that through meditation. You can do it through EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. You can do it through affirmations. So with affirmations is probably the simplest one to start with. Write down every negative thought, write down every negative belief, write down every frustration that you have. Like if you're experiencing imposter syndrome, write down what you're feeling. Why don't you feel you deserve this success that you desire? Why, what's going on to make you feel like you're a fraud or hypocrite or you don't deserve this? So write it all down and then come up with a positive statement. So like flip it around. So if you feel like, okay, I use this example all the time, a relationship coach, for example, why would someone listen to me give them advice about relationships when I'm not married? So really trying to flip that and know that even if you're not married, you may have been married two or three times and you know what not to do. And you know, that information is useful for someone. And even if maybe you don't believe in marriage and you can offer just a listening ear. So knowing what gifts you have and owning them and not allowing negative self-talk to downplay your gifts, your skills, your purpose. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's almost like, and I see this in a lot of my clients, is that whatever that self-talk is, you can literally convince yourself of the best possible thing or the worst possible thing by telling yourself the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So affirmations, and you know, affirmations definitely work for some people and they don't work for other people. So another modality that I actually was just talking about, Byron Katie, she has something called The Work, and it asks four questions. So the first question is it true? So if you say, for example, like, there's no way I could be a successful relationship coach. I don't know why I always use that example, but it's an example I use, but I can never be a successful relationship coach. And so the first question is it true? Is it true? And your brain loves to validate whatever you're feeling. So you'll come up with all these reasons why it's true. And so the second question is, can you absolutely prove that it's true? There's no way that you could be a successful relationship coach. And usually once you break it down and peel some layers back, there's no way that you can prove that it's true. So that starts to eliminate that negative thought. It starts to make it, you know, like shifts away. And then the third question is, how do you feel when you think this thought? So if you know, thinking a thought, I can never be a successful relationship coach, makes you feel bad, makes you feel sad, makes you feel stressed, makes you feel angry, why attach yourself to that thought? Why hold on to that thought for dear life if it makes you feel bad? We hold on to so many thoughts that don't feel good to us. It's insane. It's like we cause our own inner turmoil. So the fourth question is, who would you be without that thought? And that one is so powerful to me. Who would you be without that thought? If you let that thought go, just let it go, and replace it with something positive, who would you be? And typically it's, you know, the successful relationship coach. So if you break it down like that, why hold on to that limiting belief or that negative thought? If you let it go, you can have the success and the happiness and the fulfillment that you want. Right?
Oh my God. So true. I'm you're like speaking. What is it? Preaching to the choir. And it's so in sync with everything that I believe and teach around mindset. It's very powerful. And it's interesting too, that you came to it from a different place and yet like it's so lined up with everything that I believe. It's very powerful. I'm having one of those moments where I feel like I've met a sister from another mother.
Aw, hugs. I'm sending you a hug.
taking it on. So, you know, I am so passionate about mindset and like creating spaces for people to level up. And I can tell that you are too. So let's say someone's moving through these blocks, they're working these modalities and they're listening to your podcast. They're going to get your gift that we're going to tell them about in a minute. Mm-hmm. And they're not feeling the abundance flowing. Mm-hmm. What do they need to do next?
One, I would say practice self-compassion and patience. So a lot of people, especially in a spiritual community, they think, you know, I dealt with one or two blocks and that's it. I have arrived. There is no arrival. There is no arrival. So know that you have to make a lifestyle change, like a complete and utter mindset and lifestyle change. So meditating daily, and meditation can look different for everyone. Some people like to meditate and like sit in silence. Some people like to listen to guided meditation. Some people like to listen to binaural beats. So like figuring out what works for you and sticking with it, because there is no arrival. So don't think, okay, I'm going to meditate for 21 days and it's going to get better. Like that's not how it works. So making that shift and committing to it every single day. So committing to a good morning routine or self-care regimen, and eventually it will become habits and things in your life will change. But if you try to commit it, like commit to a specific time period, like, okay, 14 days or 30 days, I'm going to meditate every day and you expect to see results. That's not really how it works. So you want to shift your whole entire mindset and lifestyle around thinking positive, being solution orientated. So instead of just complaining, like I try not to complain. And sometimes I give myself like 2-3 minutes. Okay, I'm going to be a brat for 2 or 3 minutes and then I have to let it go. I have to let it go and figure out, can I change this? If I can't change it, then there's no point in worrying about it. And if I can change it, how can I change it? So now I don't give into negative thoughts and feelings, but for so long. Things happen in life, and obviously you have to honor those feelings, because I don't believe in spiritual bypassing where I pretend everything's always positive and everything's always happy. No, things happen and they make you mad. So you have to acknowledge those feelings, but then say, okay, how can I fix this? And if I can't fix it, if it's not something you can do something about it right then and there, then you have to move on and focus on the positive. But this is a shift that you have to commit to every single day. There's no time period or arrival.
I'm so glad you said that, because I think sometimes people, especially following Law of Attraction, or they watch the movie The Secret, and they're like, well, you know, if I think about it a certain way, I should have all this outcome. You know, I personally believe that every level we evolve as business owners, as leaders, as, you know, transformational forces to be reckoned with on this planet, we are going to hit that next level of the blocks, the limiting beliefs, right? Like every level reveals a deeper healing, a deeper level of work we do around the mind to be able to sustain that level of success we've arrived at.
Yes.
So you might cycle through it, right? Like an onion peeling its layer. So
I'm really grateful
to mark that up. And I want people to get more of you. So you have a resource that you offered to share with our community. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find that and what it is?
Yeah, so it's on my website, niaje.com. That's niaje.com/free-gift. And it's 5 steps to an abundant life. And this is a resource that can be for anyone. You know, it's stuff that I believe is just foundational, like self-awareness and gratitude. So no matter who you are, what walk of life, what phase of life you're in, it's things that can help you work towards an abundant life. And I think it's stuff that applies to really everyone. And I know there's no like magic pill, but these are just the foundations of having a positive mindset and working towards that life, that yummy, magical life that we all dream of.
Nicely said. And where can they find your podcast?
Oh my goodness. The podcast is called Abundance Hack, and it is on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook Watch. And you can actually listen to it on my website. Well, the podcast website as well, which is abundancehack.com. But yeah, the podcast is amazing. I have super amazing guests that are sharing their story and how they overcame a challenge to live an abundant life. And then I do a solo episode where I share some type of tip to really just ditch the excuses and tap into your power. And I share different modalities, because I know there isn't one size fits all, like let's fix your problems this way with this one modality. So I share different things, different tips and tricks, so something will resonate with everyone.
Love it. Guys, be listening to her podcast. Go get Abundance Hack wherever you listen to podcasts. I like to wrap up by asking my guests, what is the boldest thing you've had to do or you did do to create magical success?
Oh my goodness. I'm like, how much more time do we have?
Just pick one, Dawn. Just one.
Okay. Just one. Okay. I would probably say, and I actually just posted about this on Facebook, so I guess it was meant for me to answer with this. So I sold my brick and mortar business, and it was a thriving business. It was a thriving business, and people thought I was crazy. So most of the time, okay, I have to add this. If you were trying to do something and you were worried about what people think about you. And if they think you're crazy, you're probably headed in the right direction. So you cannot live your life worried about what people are going to think and say about you, especially in a time of social media. This is a huge, huge issue. But I sold my business because one, I realized I wasn't happy. Two, I realized my cup was empty. It was empty. I was burnt out. I was stressed out. I wasn't healthy because I didn't have a good self-care regimen. And I needed to walk away and find my happiness and find my why and figure out my purpose again. And no one could understand that, but I knew in my core that that was the best thing for me to do. So it was one of the hardest decisions I had to make because people are like, you're making great money. And like everybody knows about your studio in the whole city. And it just was one of those things where people just did not understand, but I had to do it for me. I had to do it for me to find my happiness because there's a happy medium between serving and providing for yourself. And if you're too far on either end of the spectrum, that's kind of a recipe for disaster. If you're just living for you, it's going to be empty. And if you're just serving, then you're depleting your own cup. So I had to get back to a place to where I found that happy medium, to where I'm taking care of me, but I'm also serving. And that is what I did. I sold my business. I transitioned to being fully remote. I started taking care of me, better care of my health mentally and physically and emotionally. And I did inner work, and I'm in a place now where I feel more fulfilled and happier than ever.
So what I took from that is you were willing to walk away from good enough because it wasn't necessarily expansive enough. And in many ways it was not expanding you, so that you could have a more expansive life and a more impactful life.
Yes. Yes. Love exactly.
It. I love it. That is the definition of owning your bold. And it's one of the things that I think so many people let fear make their decisions. And I love that you're showing up in the world and, you know, being a model for what it's like to follow what's expanding you, follow the leveling up path. So thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I want you guys to go get this amazing free gift. I'll link it up because I know you may have heard her say her name and spell it out, but it may be too fast for you to write it down, especially if you're driving. So we'll link it up on the show notes for you at at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. You can find the episodes there. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited to share you with our Amplify community and keep doing the amazing work of leveling up in the world and showing us all how to do that in such a graceful and powerful way.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.